Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sandspans Radio, eat shit, dirtbags.
Hey everyone, quick update for our Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh UK tour. About half the shows are now sold out or very close to, so if you don't want to miss out, make sure you head to sanspansradio.com/live for links on where to grab your tickets today. There's still a few spots left for our London Podcast Festival show, as well as back-to-back late-night shows at the Soho. So, once again, head to sanspansradio.com/live and grab your tickets today. Every show is a completely different topic. And remember to head to our Twitter or Facebook for any and all updates. Just search for Sandspans Radio. Also, if you have any coffee, breakfast, brunch, or just general food recommendations, please email them in, sandspansradio@gmail.com, or reach out to me directly on Twitter, @GoddammitZammit.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which celebrity chef would make the worst sandwich?
Ian Hewitt.
Who the fuck is that?
From Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Why didn't you say Huey?
Because his name is Ian Hewitt. Apparently. I'm sad it's not called Ian's Cooking Adventures.
His name's Ian. Oh, man, I always thought his name was Huey Hewitt, yeah, which makes no sense.
Ian Hewitt.
What if it was Hugh Hewison? Would you be happy with that?
I would be.
What if his name was just Huey Huey?
Nah, I like Huey Hewitson. Or Huey Hewson.
All right, so listeners, before we get into this, what I need you to do is, although you're listening on a computer or your phone or
whilst
your
you're listening,
playing,
whilst driving your car, whip out your smartphone
and type in www.google.com and get ready to fucking fire these names into that bad boy, because otherwise you're going to be lost.
Otherwise you're just going to be like, these could be anyone talking about here today.
Oh yeah, celebrity chef fucking Johnson McFuck.
Mine's... Johnson McFuck's Cooking Adventures.
Cookstorm.
Fuck yes. I want to watch Johnson McFuck's Cookstorm. That just sounds like everything, the recipe for everything he makes is put the ingredients in a blender, leave the top off, turn it on. Delicious. He just puts his finger in the paste that remains and sucks it from his finger. Fucking good!
Well, that's another fucking cookstorm!
Chuck some cayenne pepper on that and crank that storm up to 18.
He just puts the seeds of the pepper on and eats it like a garnish.
I've been Johnson, it's been a fucking cookstorm.
Well, I've chosen Ian Hewitson.
Huey.
Yeah. From... For those who don't know, a classic Australian cooking show featuring an irascible drunk, Ian Hewitson.
Huey!
He loves his wines, that boy.
He always has a full bottle of wine next to him, and it never goes in the meal. But my favorite thing about Huey is
he's also very pink and jolly.
He's so pink and doughy. But he always...
jolly, but also doughy.
He's a doughy.
Like,
jolly
yeah,
boy.
He's doughy, I guess, to be fair.
Imagine an Australian Santa Claus. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine an Australian Santa Claus dressed for the weather and with nothing Christmassy. That's him. And my best memory of Huey.
Yes, finally.
Is he called it a New York spritzer, which was, he's like, oh, here's something I've heard of, you know, it's a New York spritzer, it's like a chocolate soda, cold chocolate soda. So he fucking bumbles his way through making it. doesn't know what he's doing. At the end, he's finished. He takes a sip and he's like, "Well, didn't do that right. That wasn't very good." That was credits. Aired live on television.
Well, just to reiterate, not actually live.
You're not live.
Which makes it funnier.
Yeah, that means everyone was... Because I was thinking about that. They weren't like, look, Huey, do you want to just take another sip and be like, oh, that's delicious, and we'll cut there. Or they were.
Just do it again.
And Ian Hewitson was like, nope. The people need to know I fucked it up.
Well, I'm honest and I have my integrity.
It's funny because I have a memory of Huey's Cooking Adventures as well that's just like burnt into my brain as like when I was like, let's say 12, the funniest thing I'd ever seen on TV. He was cooking a steak.
Yeah.
And then for some reason he was reading out a letter he got and the letter was just getting real angry at him because they're like, they're like, Huey. I get you're a celebrity chef, and this is me paraphrasing, but yeah. I get you're a celebrity chef, and I know that you have to film things for the constraint of television, but why the fuck do you only chuck your steak on, you're like, it's done. I've heard of people eating steaks rare, or medium rare, or blue, but your steak's fucking still mooing, and I remember the phrase still mooing was definitely used, and Huey was just like both offended, but also found it very funny.
That's amazing.
It's just funny for someone to be watching that show and crack the shits that he's not cooking long enough.
I just like that Huey was... I thought it was going to get way more aggressive, and the idea of him not knowing what was in the letter before opening it and reading it and it being like... Dear Huey, oh, this is not kind. You're not a waste of human skin, you fucking animal. Oh, I shouldn't read this.
It's all the while the steak is in the background.
I also thought maybe that story was going to go, he read the whole thing and his steak caught fire. I just wouldn't have been surprised.
Huey's response, as far as I can remember, was like laughing. He's like, no, don't worry about how I cook my steak. I got the TV show. Because it stopped being about what he was cooking and just him having funny banter with a letter.
I like it as well because like I watched the episode where he fucked up the New York spritzer. So little of that episode was him cooking. It was mostly just him on a riverboat being like, fuck yes, I'm on a riverboat.
I remember another one where it was just like cooking in a park. I'm not sure, but I also think he might have messed it up.
That's so good. I mean, I know I'm going to think of the celebrity chef that would cook me the worst sandwich. And we have no doubt that Huey would have some plan in his mind, but then upon... cooking it would be like, well, fuck that one up, Jackson. Well, ate it anyway.
What would be construed here as like a bad sandwich? Is he mucking it up?
Well, Huey, I'm trying.
Or do you have to be like, what is a good sandwich? And how can you fuck up a good sandwich?
Well, the problem with a sandwich is that it's kind of hard to make a bad one. I'll make that claim. I mean, it's not you look skeptical, Joel Dusha.
I do look skeptical because I think that the moment you try and get creative with a sandwich, the chances of fucking it up go from 0 to 100.
No, that's true. If your sandwich is just cheese.
If you're like, sweet, I'm going to have a ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah, you're sweet. If all of a sudden you're like, what if I mess around with some spreads and maybe some hot meats?
Yeah. What if I add a bit of pesto to this? It's up too much pesto.
Wet bread.
Wet bread.
Yeah, see if you fuck up the sauce ratio, wet bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your tomato's been in the fridge for far too long and it's still a bit icy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you got like cold tomato. No, thank you.
Are you looking at Huey?
In the 1960s, Hewitson was a folk singer.
What? What an amazing career trajectory. Folk singer, celebrity chef. Maybe celebrity.
In 2009, at the end of one of his shows, he got out his guitar and sang Octopus's Garden.
I love him. I love him so much.
Do you think the producers of Huey's Cooking Adventures could afford the rights to Octopus's Garden? I doubt it.
Or is it just he just did it? And everyone's like,
fucking
shit,
hell, oh,
shit,
God,
now
Huey,
we're in the red. We're in the red so much.
That's
amazing.
Beatles are
going to be so mad at us. So what's he making? What are we getting Huey to make?
Well, what's something easy for him? I don't want him to fuck it up too much. Or... is my aim to have him fuck it up too much.
Now, the idea is you want a real good sandwich.
Well, what's my ideal sandwich, I guess, is the question here. Nice, crusty bread. Mm-hmm. Good layer of butter. You know, just the right layer of butter.
Let's chuck some avocado on that, some Swiss cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, a little bit of mayo, maybe some chicken, like nice chicken. Put some salt, put some pepper, grill that shit. You got a sandwich.
That sounds like a good sandwich. All right, so how's Huey fucking this up?
Well, I just think Huey would do it, because I think the problem with the New York spritzer that he made is that he did it too quickly and he didn't really know what he was doing. Mm. There were too many complicated processes here. So he might cook the chicken poorly and give me food poisoning. He could also just, like, I don't know if he'd really pay attention to how good the ingredients were, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it might just be, like, old, bad avocado and kind of, like, all the vegetables are kind of gross. But it doesn't actually sound that bad. Now that I talk through...
Yeah, I think he's just going to fuck it up a little bit. But I reckon he might burn it.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm having a burnt sandwich, 100%.
Because I'm just trying to think, like, what would make me cause me to be like, no, I'm not eating the sandwich. And, like, if... Look, all right, the avocado is not, you know, fresh, but it's still good.
I'd eat
it. You know what I mean? The tomatoes were a little bit on that chilly side. You're like,
It's
still cold. But hey, it was still nice because it's been warmed up by that chicken. But if it's like, it's too soggy. But if you're using like a really good sourdough, you can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
I just bring it back to the fact that I probably wouldn't trust him to cook chicken.
Something I just thinking, because I got the Wikipedia page for Huey open here. It says in later seasons that he had sponsors, and the sponsors would always kind of go into his his meals or whatever. And you got, you know, classic Campbell's Real Stock. That's good.
Yep.
You know, Viva Paper Towels.
Yep.
Great. Does Chemist Warehouse. Is Huey going to be like, sorry, Jackson, the sponsors demand, and just fill it with pills?
What is that? Crunchy.
It's a crunchy chicken sandwich.
Funnily enough, speaking of speaking of Huey drugging people. Yeah. Accidentally, or through sponsorship. He was on I also went on his Wikipedia page and got stuck in a Huey hole, as I like to call it. Happens to most Australians overseas
at one
listeners.
Point or another, absolutely.
We're in a Huey hole. In 2014, he was on a radio segment where they blindfolded him. We're going to get him to taste test stuff. And live on air, just before he ate something, his assistant burst into the studio and was like, stop. He's allergic to that. And then Huey was like, I'm going to have to pretend. No, actually, you know what? No. That would have killed me. I'll sue you bastards. He said that on air.
Huey is a hero.
I love this man so much. Now, how much do you like your chicken, Jack?
Yeah.
You don't want roast chicken. What? Do you like the stuffing and the chicken skin?
I like the skin, love.
Because he's going to chuck a lot of that in, I reckon.
I feel like my biggest problem with Huey, and I feel like, you know, compared to maybe who you guys choose, it's not going to be that big a deal, but he's going to make the sandwich for him, not for me. I'm going to be like, I don't really like chicken skin, Huey. And Huey's going to be like, everyone likes chicken skin.
Do you not like chicken skin?
No, not
that
really.
That seems like the type of thing that you would love.
It seems like the type of thing I'd only eat.
Yeah, like if you would...
Well, like I'd be like, done, and I'd push a skinless chicken in a bit.
No, I can imagine like...
But is
house...
it not more like me to just eat the stuffing?
That's
handful
also...
upon handful...
You know what?
Fisting the chicken deep and drawing it out.
That is.
Is that chicken?
Yeah. Yeah, you can have it.
I don't think I want it anymore. No, the chicken is skin and the chicken's
whatever.
Fine.
Whatever. I'm done with that. Fist of the chicken. Good, it's yours now.
I've eaten the chicken's guts or whatever. Jason, do you think the stuffing is the inside of the chicken?
Yeah.
Cooks with it. Naturally inside.
Duh. What do you think inside chicken, you idiots?
What do you think it is?
Are you guys...
It's bread. What?
Not the bread. No. Oh, yeah, chicken eat heaps of bread.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Thank you for this education. I'm going to go lie down outside.
Where's Jackson? He's just lying down looking at the sky.
I imagine face down.
I like it. I'm looking up in the rain. I keep getting my mouth full of water and be like, and then opening it again, slack jawed.
I let you face down with your, like, T-shirt pulled up so your belly's on the hot concrete.
Ah.
This is good for me.
He just ate all the stuffing out of the chicken and went, I have to heat up my belly to help digestion.
He'd help.
Ah.
Ah. Good stuffing. hey, do you guys think it's weird that a stuffing is in the belly of a chicken and then I ate it, so now it's in my belly? Me and the chicken have something in common now.
If you cooked me up like a chicken, you would get the stuffing again, huh?
That's wild. Don't eat me.
That's why.
Just try to rock myself over. Don't eat me.
But give me some bread.
I'm good here. Put the plate of everything else just in front of my face.
Living with you is unpleasant.
Why do we know this man?
All right, so I reckon he's going to make a sandwich just for Huey.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to put chicken skin on it. He's gonna be like, oh, I don't really like sun-dried tomatoes, so you're just not getting them. And then it's just not a sandwich for me. In fact, Huey might just eat it himself.
That's pretty bad, because it's not too much as a bad sandwich. Mm. It's just that it's not what you wanted. It's not what you expected, and then you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, I don't like... Oh, no, I don't like... Oh, you're having it.
Well, so I guess it's...
So it's an etiquette-free sandwich.
Yeah, it's a very disappointing sandwich.
It's no sandwich at all, really.
Yeah, that's true. The worst thing about this sandwich is it's a sandwich I don't get. Yes. So I feel like that's why Huey would be the worst for me. Or this Chemist Warehouse pills in it.
Really up to the sponsor of that particular sandwich.
I hope it's a thing of paper towels. So I'm like, oh, what's this... in the sandwich here. It's weird.
His sponsor is cat food. No.
Fuck you. I'm not gonna eat that.
Oh, cat just think food. Of it as tuna. No, yeah,
it's
Huey.
Not tuna though, Huey. It's not tuna. It's got like bits of prawn and shit
and jelly or whatever the hell that is.
It's got stuff that makes it good for cats, not good for me.
But you need a shiny coat, Jackson.
I need a shiny coat, I guess, to impress the judges.
I'll eat
the cat food, Huey. That's disgusting. But yes, I feel like, the biggest problem with Huey cooking me a sandwich is, one, he'll burn it. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I kind of come out net zero. So he'll burn it, he'll fuck up the chicken, he'll fuck up all the fruit, the vegetables. And then he'll burn the whole thing, but then he'll eat it himself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, the more he cooks it, the less I want it.
Yeah.
But then in the end, I don't have to eat it anyway, and Huey gets the salmonella.
Because it depends where you were on the idea of like, hey, a celebrity chef is going to make you a sandwich, and how excited you were.
Yeah, very. If they were like, Jackson, Ian Hewitson is going to make you a sandwich, I'd be like, I love that man. Huey's cooking adventures, Ian Hewitson. They'd be like, the very same. Then after I've pissed myself out of excitement, he makes me a sandwich that he eats. But then he's like, oh, Jack, I got salmonella. I'm like, well, I guess that was a bullet.
You might do a thing where like, you need like, a big sub, right? Or cut it in half, but it won't be in half.
I'll just have a little bit. He has the vast majority.
But then you still get a bit of the sandwich.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, look, not too
bad. Just wait till he drinks all the wine and then just, like, sneak up and finish it.
That's right.
Finish the sandwich.
I'm having this. I just like the idea of him, like, vomiting and shitting his guts out from all the salmonella, being like, you didn't want it anyway. You don't need this.
I hope he threatens
to sue
you.
I did this for you.
I'll sue you, you bastard!
What?
You demanded this sandwich. I'll sue it.
All right, Huey. I'm gonna go lie outside with my belly on the hot concrete.
Have a good.
Yeah, this is good again.
I like the idea of both me and Huey after finishing the sandwich, lying with our bellies on the hot concrete.
To help with digestion.
You guys are just coming in to see the show, and then you see us both, and I'm like, this is where I learned it.
And then we're like, Jackson, how was your day? You'd be like, uneventful. Exactly.
Not much.
The same. How was your day? Not much.
Right.
I'm gonna shut the door and leave you outside now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn me over if it rains.
All right, Dusha, who you got?
My knowledge of celebrity chefs is honestly very deep.
That's great to hear.
It's limitless.
Limitless. Infinite. So my three biggest strengths in real life.
Yeah.
Real life. I only live in real life. Anyway.
What are your three biggest strengths in the virtual world? In Tron, what are your three biggest strengths?
In my three biggest strengths in Tron, my dick,
yeah,
my left ball, and fucking.
Isn't Tron about racing?
Mm-hmm. Why is your right ball left out of the equation?
It comes in at number four. Actually, number five. Four's charisma.
So sad. I thought you were going to be like, four's karate.
My dick. My left ball.
Fucking karate.
My right ball. In brackets, not. Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
Music, movies, and celebrity chefs. Mm-hmm. I've seen at least three or four episodes of everything
yeah.
that has a celebrity chef in it. But anyway, my knowledge of this man comes from one gif, and I just don't think I would trust him with a sandwich, and that is Gordon Ramsay.
All right.
Let me explain this to you. So at some point during his kitchen nightmares or Hell's Kitchen or at some point when he's yelling.
Some kitchen hellscape.
Cooking Satan or whatever.
The devil went down to my kitchen. He's yelling at his apprentice, and he puts two slices of bread on her head and says, "Say it. Say it," and she's like, "I'm an idiot sandwich." Putting someone's head in bread is not a sandwich, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
That is abuse. So I'm scared that if I ask for a sandwich, he'd just insult me.
He just put two pieces of bread on the side of...
There is a sort of idea of like, you know, a chef or someone who makes you food, if they really love the food or they enjoy it, it's like you can kind of feel that they're sort of their love for the food and the sort of like this nurturing and nourishment of like this process of cooking for someone and feeding whatever is sort of like transferred and
really
kind of like close bond. Gordon's yelling at that sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's making... I'm going to take a bite and be like, I'm getting bad vibes.
It's a bad vibe sandwich.
I'm going to be like,
oh God, he hates
I'm
me.
Inadequate.
What I keep thinking is that when Gordon Ramsay puts the two slices of bread on the woman's head, he puts them on her ears.
Yes.
Now imagine someone got a sandwich and then... So the bread... should go under her chin and on top of her head.
Yeah.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay makes you a sandwich and then he uprights it and all of the innards fall out on the table.
That's
a sandwich.
It's funny to imagine that all the innards fall out on the table and then one slice of bread just falls over and the other one just stays up for a bit longer, then also falls over.
And you got to eat the whole thing with a spoon.
Thanks, Gordon.
There you go. That's a fucking sandwich.
Eat your fucking sandwich. Go on.
Eat your fucking sandwich or I will come over there and kill you.
I'll stab you in your fucking head.
I will burn your fucking house down if you don't eat this fucking sandwich right now. All right, man. It's not really...
I made you a fucking sandwich. You fucking eat that sandwich. I will come over there. I will kick you in the head 9 or 10 times till your fucking nose comes clean off. And then I will use that nose, put it in my next dish, serve it to your child from the future.
Yes, chef. Sorry,
also,
chef.
Also, your kitchen's untidy and it makes me want to kill myself.
Gordon... I'm sorry.
I can just imagine getting like a sandwich, like a white bread, and just being like little bits of blood, or like a sort of a red kind of sauce, which I assume. And like, oh, what is this? And this look over, and there, Gordon Ramsay just bleeding from his eyes in fury, dripping everywhere. And I'm like, I don't want to eat this.
I think
thank you.
The reason I wouldn't want to eat the sandwich is the guilt that would come with it. Like, imagine you're in the restaurant, you're just sitting outside at a table, and you just hear the abuse being screamed in the kitchen. You're like, this sandwich doesn't come from a good home.
This sandwich doesn't.
Do you call this a fucking sandwich? You think you're fucking clever? You're like, oh my God.
Gordon Ramsay's abuse kitchen coming 2019. But it's also funny to be like, oh yeah, waiter, yeah, I'll just grab the... BLT? Mm. Yeah, no worries. I'll just pass it out of the kitchen. Hey, kitchen, they've just ordered a BLT. It'll be with you shortly, sir.
Like, no matter how good that sandwich comes out, even if it's perfect, you're still going to be like, it just went through so much to get to my place.
It's like a big fist Brit in the middle.
Or just like a docket that's like, I killed 4 chefs for this. Oh.
Okay.
That's a lot of loss of life for one sandwich.
There's a tooth. Just inside. Because you're not going to say anything. You're not going to go to the kitchen and be like, because one, you don't want to see the blood bath. Two, you don't want to be like, I found a tooth in my sandwich. And Gordon Ramsay just turns around breathing heavily out of his nostrils. And it's like, oh, did you? But I love it.
Thank you for the tooth.
You ate that tooth for fear of incurring Gordon Ramsay's wrath. Absolutely. Well, what's your ideal sandwich?
Well, one that's not born out of abuse is good stuff. But I don't know. See, when I make my own sandwiches, yeah, I'm happy with just basic stuff, which is also probably why Gordon Ramsay is not going to be good for me in this situation. Because if I'm just like, yeah, look.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ham and cheese sandwich, please. Yeah. He'll be like, a fucking ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah. Are you some kind of
fucking idiot?
You come into my restaurant.
Oh my God.
Oh, nah.
You order
nah.
A ham and cheese fucking sandwich.
Nah, and he just rips your
throat. It's going to be worse. He's going to be like, all right. And then you're just going to, like, see him leave, and you're going to follow him, and outside there's just going to be a pig.
Oh, yeah.
A live pig, which he will then, like, yell abuse at.
Until it shits a slice of ham.
And then just, like, beat it till it makes, that like, the ham that you want. Because I guess that's his MO. He just wants abuse all round.
Alternatively, he walks me outside, and he's like, a ham and cheese sandwich. Just slaps two pieces of bread on the pig's head.
What's this?
Say it.
He's just got a pig and a cow. A cow's udder, and he puts the pig's head next to the cow's udder, bread on either side.
What is it?
I guess a ham and cheese sandwich. Start eating. Oh my God. Eating an udder is fucking disgusting.
No, that's all right. Like, it'd just be like chewing gum. Why is all the food stuff we do yuck?
Mine was fine.
I can just imagine Gordon Ramsay just angrily milking a cow. Yeah, it's just very easy to
imagine. You're hurting it, Gordon. Gordon, I wanted a ham and cheese sandwich, but not like this. That's great as well, because it takes a while for milk to become cheese. So, like, Enjoy waiting for the milk to fucking, I don't know how cheese happens.
Curdle?
Ferment? How do you get cheese?
Grow?
You put it in a cave, I know that much.
Blend it.
You mix it with butter? Yeast?
I don't like you like butter?
Butter. Piss?
Is it milk and cow piss?
It's cultures, and you gotta let it sit.
Mix cultures? Oh, right.
Mix different cultures from across the globe together, and you get cheese.
Exactly.
Bring an Italian and an American together, and cheese.
That's how it happens. The idea of Gordon Ramsay for whatever sandwich you want, just getting a slice of bread on either side of the raw ingredients is great. Although not too bad in a lot of situations. You like a jam sandwich, you just puts it on either side of a strawberry. That's just one strawberry. It's not good, but it's not like you're not eating an udder.
But it'd be like a bruised strawberry.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting bad vibes. And even if, like, look, sometimes, okay, you don't want to know how, like, whatever's made in the kitchen, whatever that phrase that I can't think of right now. But
first,
you want to know how the
table.
Steak is made? Don't look in the kitchen or some shit. Yeah,
the best sandwiches come fresh from
straight
the farm,
from a cow
straight
and
from the
a
cow
pig.
into your hole.
Chew it with your lips and teeth.
That's it. That's what they say. Any restaurant in the country, they'll have phrases on the wall.
Yep. It'll be embroidered on a patch of leather that has come straight from
a patch
of cow.
Leather? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, chewing something with your lips is just such a strange image.
So yeah, even if like you don't get the abuse,
yeah,
even though
you just know that's where it's come from,
you're going to be hearing it, and it might be a perfect sandwich, but I just feel it's just going to be full of bad vibes.
Exactly. Yeah, your two scenarios are you have to eat an udder and a pig's head, which I don't know if you're capable of, Dushan. You're a man. Like, look, you're good at karate and fucking
only in Tron,
but I just don't know if you could eat an entire pig's head.
I don't think I could eat a bit of a pig's head. I think that if someone was like, eat this pig's head, I'd be like,
The worst part is
no.
Pig's alive, so it's struggling.
It's squealing in your mouth.
It's avoiding.
I pretend to bite it, but then I give a little kiss on the head and be like, it's okay, pig. And then I karate chop
Gordon Ramsay.
And then twist, we were in Tron, I'm good at karate, then it's me v. Gordon Ramsay.
I just like the idea of you kiss it and then you pull out one of those Tron discs, and so does Gordon Ramsay. You have a Tron fight in the alleyway. Run, pig.
And then after fighting for a bit and he's overpowering me, I'm like, wow, I wish I didn't spend all my stat points on fucking.
Can't fuck your way out of this one, Jordan.
Why did I power up my left ball so much?
How did I ever think that would help me? Yeah, look, not great.
Not a good sandwich.
Not a sandwich that I would recommend to any of my friends or family.
I like that neither of us actually really got the sandwich.
No.
You had to fight your way out.
Out of Tron.
And Huey just shat himself in the bathroom.
and then you just put your hot bellies on the top.
Huey, is this safe? Yeah. Big plane nearly hits us. Oh, that was warm.
I understand now, Huey.
Yeah, he just gives me a knowing nod.
And he's like, but make sure when it rains, roll over, yeah? It's good to fill your mouth with water. Palate cleanser.
Thanks for educating me, Huey.
I'm going to choose Heston Blumenthal.
Okay. Whoa, from MasterChef Australia?
Is he?
No. You're thinking of not Heston Blumenthal.
What's he look like?
He's sort of bald with glasses.
He makes all the creative food. He dildos jelly.
Yeah.
That's, I'm pretty sure he is in MasterChef.
Maybe.
Not in Australia, MasterChef. He might have been a guest judge.
Potentially. Because honestly, they always are.
Yeah.
Because Heston, he's a good cook.
He's very
creative. He's just like, I want to make every meal an experience. He's going to be like, hey, did you think this was one thing? It's not. It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make me a dessert that looks exactly like a cheese and tomato sandwich. And I'm going to be like, sick, a cheese and tomato sandwich. Going to bite into that. And it's not going to be a cheese and tomato sandwich.
Absolutely. You're going to be like, oh, the cheese was, I guess, custard all along.
Yeah.
And the tomatoes were flat strawberries.
Yeah. It's going to be like the bread, which I think is perfectly golden and cooked, is actually like vanilla ice cream with like a maple glaze.
Oh, man.
The cheese is going to be some kind of deep caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And the tomatoes, you're right, they're going to be some kind of concoction made out of strawberries. And it's going to look exactly like a cheese and tomato sandwich.
Yeah, he's
going to... I'm no longer going to be trusting food, Dusha. It's going to ruin things for me. I'm going to be like, sick.
Joel Zammert fears food.
What is this delicious, sausage? I'm going to bite into it and it's going to be like some kind of chocolate ganache.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be like, oh, okay, it's nice, but not what I expected.
And it's not even like, so yes, often he does do things where he's like, oh, you thought this was a savory dish? Well, actually, it's a dessert. But also he does crazy shit sometimes where he's like, you thought this was a regular pie? It was full of actual birds.
Yeah.
So like, you don't even know, you might bite into a sausage and find out it's full of snakes or something.
He's basically a food magician.
He's basically a food devil.
His devil magic ruining my food.
You don't know what's real and what... Look, maybe I don't get the sandwich I want, and Huey fucks it up. Maybe you get punched in the mouth, Dusha, but he'll ruin reality for you, Sam. And you don't know what, I mean, only food related, but you won't know what's real.
I don't know, because I could, like, say, go enter my house. I put my key in the front door. It doesn't quite work because he's now made my whole front door a sandwich.
My whole house is a sandwich.
I'm like, you son of a bitch.
I like that this is not so much him making you. What if he misinterprets the instruction? Instead of making you a sandwich, he makes you a sandwich.
Hey, can you make me a sandwich? No problem.
Abso-goddamn-lutely.
He's going to make like a life-size version of me, but a sandwich.
I was just imagining he puts you between two pieces of bread and toast.
Or he makes man meat. Like, out of me.
That's the Blumenthal making a big sandwich you. It's great. And he's like, this is the new you now.
He's taking over. What?
He has your job.
He will live your life.
Your ex-wife is now his ex-wife.
Damn.
I like that.
I mean, good. I guess.
I don't lose.
What? I kind of come up with a net win, maybe?
The idea of like...
He has puzzled you with that statement. It's already working.
Hearing like a wet knock at the door, and we open it up in this sandwich, Zammit, and we're like, hey, man.
Hey, Zammit.
How are you?
Classic. Can't wait to record today, bro. Jackson's just outside with his belly on the tarmac. With Huey.
And you have no teeth.
I have no teeth, but my dick's sore from all the fucking Entron. So yeah, it's just a normal Monday.
Basic day at the Sandspans HQ. Yeah, I just feel like that, like, because I'm trying to think of the different Heston Blumenthal feasts that he makes. Because he goes through so many. You're never going to know if your cutlery is cutlery or chocolate, because every fucking time he makes any dessert, he's like, oh, and you can eat the forks. You can't, Heston, how else will I eat the pudding? If my fork is also food, there's going to be a point there where I'm just going to, you know?
Well, did you ever watch his Christmas one?
No, I don't think so.
Where he just like made like, they get the essence of Christmas. Mm. And so a lot of things had like, he got like from the song and so like, yeah, like roasting chestnuts. So he got like the scent of roasting chestnuts.
Okay.
And did all this kind of stuff. So what I fear, if I'm like, Heston, make me a sandwich. He's just going to try and work out what the essence of a sandwich is and make a whole experience out of that.
Oh, that's true.
It's going to be like, this is the sound of bread rising. He's going to play it through tiny speakers where I don't know where they've been.
He's going to be like, put on this helmet. And then that helmet will pump in the smells of cheese quietly grilling. And it doesn't sound too bad.
That's all right.
It's not good.
Like, it'll just shock me. Because I'll be like, where are those sounds coming from? I don't know where they are. Yeah. Then he'll be like, and now, because the best time to eat delicious sandwich is, you know, with the Tuscan sun.
Yep.
And somehow click a button, and there it is. And I'm like, the hole where we're eating is just bathed in this beautiful yellow.
You
I'm
were
like,
in Tuscany the whole time.
I don't remember getting on a plane, Heston.
Imagine you relive the rest of your life always hearing the sound of cheese grilling. Like... always in the background, and you're always smelling bread rising. And you're always, what else goes, what's your ideal sandwich? Let's see if we can get the essence of your ideal sandwich
to torture
your life.
Very simple as JD with, but just, I really just like just a simple cheese, tomato, pepper sandwich that's been toasted.
That is a good sandwich.
That is a good sandwich.
Gets the job done, not too hard to make. Fuck, what a sandwich.
No salt, just pepper?
Yeah, you don't put...
You have a little bit of salt, but
if
not really. But
salty sandwich, though. Think about it.
But the pepper, like pepper on tomatoes. Oh, yeah. So good.
All right. Well, what's the essence of pepper?
What? Think about it. It's pepper.
Yeah, yeah, but what's the essence of pepper?
Heston Blumenthal, the sound of pepper.
The smell.
Oh, the smell. You're constantly sneezing.
Well, it'd be like the smell, but also the grinding.
True.
Oh, grinding in the distance. Just...
What's horrible about that is, you know, Heston is dedicated to ruining your life. You're like, this is beyond just like an artistic exercise for you, Heston. You're just evil.
Maybe. I like that in this situation, I went to actual Tron and my reality's fine.
Well, that's easy. You're like, cool, there's a real world and there's Tron. Zammit's like, I don't know what the real world is.
Zammit's the Matrix now.
It's real world, but is it?
It's like if Agent Smith was a sandwich.
It's like, hey, is that actually carpet or just spaghetti? I don't know.
I just don't know. We would find, the way things would really reach their point is we'd find you eating the house.
Yeah.
But it's just a house. And you're like, he's made me a new sandwich.
Why is he giving me this point? Where he's like, all right, I find somebody, fall in love, we get married, we have a have a kid, a child.
She gives birth, it's a sub.
We raise that child, put that child through school. At graduation, Hester's going to come out and be like, and here's your sandwich. And that was my boy!
You're going to have to eat your baby.
It is done. What? Your sandwich is done.
As your wife and your child hug each other, he's like, and the sandwich is complete.
What?
What?
Eat away, Joel Zammert.
You look back and they've both just fused together, became sandwiches.
Somehow they are just a big sandwich now and you don't know what happened. And you're like,
the ingredients came together.
It's just simple chemistry, Joel Zammert.
Joel Zammert, just take a bite. The worst part is you take a bite, crying through tears. And then
it's real good.
And the last thing is, this is the best fucking sandwich I've ever eaten in my life. through tears. Heston's just like, you're goddamn right. So I mean, it's a bad sandwich in the sense that he destroyed your reality, but it was a good sandwich in the end.
It was quite delicious.
Still, it would be tasty.
It would be
real tasty. Like, I don't know. I mean, I thought I was in love. All right. I thought I had a kid. How? He's no, like, it's just
simple chemistry.
Okay.
Simple chemistry. But also, that's the art of food. You gotta love your food. You gotta raise your food before you can enjoy your food.
All right, that's the essence of a sandwich.
Is it? I don't know if it's true, Heston. But I'm gonna keep eating.
It is very good. I like to imagine us in the crowd, Dusha, like, because we're at Zammert's kid's graduation.
Of course.
And I'm just like, lean over. I'm like, did you know this was gonna happen?
Yeah. I went to Tron.
Same.
Your belly's still on a concrete. Yes, fuck.
I like to imagine I'm lying in the where everybody needs to walk past to come and
this ground's not hot enough, but I'm dedicated.
Everyone, kid's got to step over me.
Huey's in the crowd giving me the thumbs up.
Huey's doing that. In my mind, Huey's doing it from heaven. It's a while in the future. Huey's old. He died, but he's still my mentor.
Thanks, Huey.
Huey and Jesus Christ, bellies out, giving you a thumbs up. I don't think there is a winner or a loser in this situation, because all sandwiches in this situation, equally bad. Two no sandwiches and one life-ruining sandwich. But you got lunch that day and we did not. Yeah, so, it all evens out to a 5 out of 10 experience for all. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Eat the fucking sandwich.
Eat the fucking sandwich.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.